Raise your hand if you beat yourself up over your weaknesses more than you celebrate your strengths. If your hand isn't up, it probably should be. We are all so hard on ourselves. Self-criticism can be toxic. We spend so much time and money on organic and non-toxic food, drinks, creams, makeup, laundry detergent, you name it, because we want it to be pure and clean. Why? Because that's better for our overall health. Well, guess what? We need to detox and clean up the criticism we pour over ourselves from the moment we crawl out of bed and look in the mirror. We begin comparing ourselves and trying to measure up to some marketed standard of beauty, home design, lifestyle, or status. And if we don't measure up, we beat ourselves up with our toxic and critical thoughts and words all throughout the day. We can't win. We are our worst enemy. I read that for each criticism we hear, we should hear 8 compliments to be able to counteract the negative effects on our self-esteem. I don't know about you, but I don't compliment myself very much. I often feel uncomfortable when someone else does. It's impossible to feel valued and loved if all you ever do is remind yourself how less than you are. So many times we don't even give anyone else a chance to break us down because we've already broken ourselves. Friend, if you are believing lies you hear in your ear, if you are even the one speaking them over your life and heart, you must stop it. Call it what it is and remember what is true. Psalm 139:14. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. Ephesians 2:10, for we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Psalm 34:5, those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. Genesis 1:27. So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. Let's repeat together a bit of what we just read. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I am a masterpiece, created for good works that are already set before me. I am radiant, and shame has no place over my heart. I am created in the image of God. Those verses only scratch the surface of what and who God says I am and who you are. Open your Bible and discover how loved and precious and valuable you are in his sight. When we walk in and believe what is true, self-criticism has no place. So why do we still do it? Because we have an enemy who knows we are victorious through Christ, but his number one goal is to make us believe we are defeated. That spirit of defeat is strong, and I fall prey to it often. When I do, I remember and speak what is true. I know who God says I am. I want you to remember who God says you are today as well. Start right now and look around and see what is good. What are your wins? I made my bed today. I got my girls out the door, fed, and ready for school. I spent time with Jesus and filled my heart with truth. I had coffee with a friend and we encouraged one another on this journey of life. I didn't eat that donut I really wanted. I wrote some devotional content for next month's broadcast. I washed, dried, folded, and put away a load of laundry in one day. I went for a walk and drank water all day. Yay, go me. If you feel silly, it's because we're used to criticizing way more than celebrating. It's time to turn that around. We have a great example in Genesis chapter 1. After everything God created, he looked upon it and thought, that's good. That's the truth. If you missed any of this month's broadcast, you can find them at lifeword.org. They are truths to help us move toward intentionality in how we live, what we value, what we pursue, how we see ourselves, and why it matters. God loves you and cares about every aspect and rhythm of your life because he created it, and it is good. I'm Lori Klein.